Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Old Time Radio here on the RTC Weekly Download. This time, both shows have something in common. Both stars are singers, and they also do comedy, too. We'll start off with an episode of Martin and Lewis with their guest, Fred McMurray, and that's from 1953. And after that, it's the Dennis Day Show from 1944. Now, Martin and Lewis.
Transcribed.
Hey, Jerry, come here. Oh, George, you shouldn't have walked between Jerry and me.
No, I'm sorry, fellas.
We'll fix it. Bread and butter, Dean.
Bread and butter.
What goes up the chimney?
Smoke.
What do you smoke?
Chesterfield.
Right, and that's our bread and butter.
Which means the Chesterfield, first cigarette with premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Chesterfield is best for you, much milder, better tasting too. They're today's best cigarette buy.
Come on, smokers, why don't you try?
Chesterfield,
best for you.
Chesterfield, best for you. Regular, king size, either way. Make it Chesterfield's today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Well, it's broadcast time again. We're all set to hold up our mad musical powwow. My wild Indian partner, Crazy Head Jerry, is in his wigwam sending up Chesterfield smoke signals. But he'll soon be here whooping it up with me side by side. In the meantime, Big Chief Richard, that's your musical cue to strike up the music.
Oh, we got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along, singing a song side by side. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just a traveling along, singing a song side by side. Sky should fall, just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter, oh, at all. When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started, just a traveling along, singing a song side by side.
So now comes the time to introduce my partner. You know, Jerry and I have been together for a long, long time. I remember the first time I met him. I was working by myself when a young boy came up to me and said,
"Need any help digging those ditches, mister?"
Yeah. All right, Jay. So I dug ditches before I met you. That's because my family was very poor.
So what? My family was poorer. Why, when I graduated from public school, my mother didn't get me long pants like the other kids had.
What'd she do?
She let down the hem on my diaper.
Oh. That may be so, but you were rich compared to us. Why, my mother had 10 mouths to feed.
No fooling. I thought the other 9 were wrinkles.
We were much poorer than your family, Jer. Why, 5 of us kids had to sleep in the bureau.
Well, at least half of you had drawers.
Still insist you had it tougher, eh?
Oh, indeedy-dee-I-deedy-do. In fact, Dean, there were 17 of us, and we all slept on the floor.
That must have been quite a sight.
I'll say. Did you ever see a room with wall-to-wall people?
Never. If this is going to be a contest about poverty, I must warn you, you're talking to a real bum. Why, in order to make ends meet, my mother had to take in sewing.
You think that's something? My poor old mother had to take in washing.
Well, lots of mothers take in washing.
Cars?
Never. Now, how could your mother wash cars in the house?
Dean Martin, we may have been poor, but we had a very large sink.
I'm surprised she didn't use the bathtub.
That's ridiculous, Dean. She couldn't have used the bathtub to wash cars.
Yeah.
That was full of buses.
Oh. So your mother washed buses in the bathtub.
And she used nothing but Halo shampoo.
Why not plain soap?
Don't you realize, Dean Martin, soaping dulls buses, Halo glorifies them?
I just hate myself for forgetting. So your mother washed cars.
Yeah.
Well, doggone it.
How about that?
Oh, I was a miserable child.
But I bet I was miserabler than you as a child. I was a dirty, filthy kid.
Look at that big shot bragging. Why, I was filthier than you'll ever be.
Oh, yeah? Well, then top this if you can. I wore clothes with patches on them.
I wore patches with clothes on.
I can still prove I was poorer than you. Want to compare socks?
Okay, smart Alec, I'll take you on.
Okay, when I was a kid, I had only one pair of socks.
Pair? You had 2 socks?
Well, Natalie, I had 2 feet.
You had 2 feet?
Sure, everybody's born with 2 feet.
I was born with only 1. We were very poor.
Okay, you beat me on socks. You want to try for shoes?
Okay.
This guy's a sucker for punishment.
Now, we'll see. My shoes had a hole in the sole the size of a quarter.
In my shoes, the holes were the size of a half dollar.
So what? Lots of people have holes in their shoes the size of a half dollar.
In pennies?
Give up, Booby?
Let's try shirts. When I was a kid, Jerry, I wore shirts made out of flour sacks.
Huh. I used to wear shirts made out of bags of Vigoro.
Vigoro?
Oh, yes, on warm days. Oh, on those warm days, I used to break out in grass.
Shall we have a go at hunger, old chap?
Splendid.
All right, top this. We Martins were really a starved bunch. When our family sat around the dinner table, it was a stable, come to think of it. You know, we Martins were really a starved bunch. When our family sat around the dinner table, anything that even looked like food, we ate.
After we finished dinner, Mother used to count the kids. Your turn, sweetie.
Okay, Fink. All our spare money went to pay doctor bills for Grandpa.
We had a bar to pay doctor bills for my grandfather. He suffered from a rare disease, curfew legs.
Your grandfather had curfew legs?
At 10 o'clock, all the joints closed up.
Why should I argue with you? I must be stupid.
You're stupid? Why, I'm so stupid.
That's all. I give up.
Years ahead of them all. Chesterfield is years ahead of them all. The quality contrast between Chesterfield and other leading brands is a revealing story. Recent chemical analyses give an index of good quality for the country's 6 leading cigarette brands. The index of good quality table which is a ratio of high sugar to low nicotine, shows Chesterfield quality highest.
Chesterfield quality highest.
15% higher than its nearest competitor.
Chesterfield quality highest.
31% higher than the average of the five other leading brands.
Yes, Chesterfield is first with premium quality in both regular and king size.
Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield.
You know, folks, if I could write a book, I'd dedicate it to all the wonderful audiences, radio, television, and motion picture, who have received Jerry and me with such great enthusiasm. But since my voice is mightier than my pen, I think I'll sing it instead.
If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a friend.
Well, friends, I'd like you to meet our guest for tonight. He's a chap I've known for a long, long time.
I've known him for even longer. He used to go up to the bowling alley where I was the head pin boy.
Okay, so you were the head pin boy. This fella is a famous movie star.
Every time he came to the bowling alley, he used to ask for me.
Oh, Jerry.
He used to say, "Where's Pinhead Lewis?"
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a great guy and a mighty fine actor. You can look forward to seeing him soon starring in the Herbert J. Yates production, Fair Wind to Java. Here he is, that man among men and a greater man among women, Mr. Fred McMurray.
Thank you. Hiya, Dean.
Well, hi, Fred. Say, if that microphone isn't high enough, you can raise it.
Oh, thanks. I think I will raise it. Stuck.
Get your hands off my neck. That's the microphone over there, Freddy.
Oh. Fred, this is my partner, Jerry Lewis.
This is a human being I'm looking at?
Here now, take heed, Mr. McMurray. I may be puny, anemic, and a skinny marink. But the last one who insulted my physique was beaten within an inch of her life.
Her? You mean you fought a girl?
I didn't know her well enough to wrestle.
Fred!
Jerry told me he met you once before. Is that true?
Well, he does look familiar, but... Wait a minute. Jerry, didn't I see you the time I went abalone fishing?
No.
That's funny. I could have sworn I scraped something like you off a rock.
Wait a minute, Dean.
Now, let me see now. Look, Jerry, did you ever model labels for an iodine company?
No. Is that clear? No. K-N-O-E. No.
Fred, I'll give you a hint. Jerry claims he met you in a bowling alley.
Now I remember.
I knew it.
This is the stupid, moronic, idiotic, imbecilic pin boy.
Glory be, he remembers me.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. You know, Fred, I envy your career in pictures, making love to all those beautiful stars.
Well, Dean, it's not as great as it's cracked up to be, you know. All day long, you make love to Barbara Stanwyck, and then you go home. And all day, next day, you make love to Eleanor Parker, and then you go home. Then you make love to Claudette Colbert, and then you go home.
What don't you like about it?
Going home.
Oh, I figured that.
At least you don't meet these women only in your dreams like I do. Every night I dream that there's nothing but beautiful women left in the whole world and I'm the only man.
Well, that sounds great.
What great? In a dream, I'm 82 years old.
Well, believe me, fellas, fame in pictures is fleeting. You know, that's why I invested my money in a cattle breeding ranch.
Hey, Jer, that's what you ought to do. Breed cattle.
I can't. My nostrils aren't wide enough.
No, Jerry, what Dean means is that I go in for animal husbandry.
Animal husbandry?
Yeah.
You mean you have a Lonely Hearts Club for cows?
No, it's experimental work, Jer. Fred went to school and studied animals.
A likely story.
What do you mean, a likely story? I did, too, go to school and study animals.
Okay, let's hear you say something in horse.
Jer, will you stop?
Yeah, now, look, Jerry, I don't talk horse, but I can tell you about my breeding experiments with other animals. I once crossed a cow with a sheep.
A cow and a sheep. What'd you get?
Wool and milk.
Oh.
You think that's something? My uncle once crossed a mouse with an elephant.
What'd he get?
A rat that never forgets.
What's a rat got to remember?
Now, my experiment with cattle breeding has really paid off, you know? It's not like it used to be in the old days when we had to drive the cattle thousands of miles to market. Yeah, we owe a great deal of thanks to the people who built the railroads across this country.
Well, Fred, we can't thank them in person, but we can thank them with a sketch. Penniman?
Yes, Dean.
Start thanking.
Thank you, Dean.
Forget
it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chesterfield Players present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Fred McMurray in a regular saga of the king-size men who built the first regular railroad across our king-size continent. It's the story of regular cattlemen who welcomed the king-sized railroad and of the very, very sad Indians who lived a hard and unhappy life, entitled Blackfeet, Why Are You Blue?
I'm with the Santa Fe Roadbed Company. I'm the president, Ralph Roadbed. This is the only business I've ever known. I've got railroads in my blood, and believe me, it's not good. Every time I cut myself shaving, I bleed train.
I'm head of the construction crew. My full name is Sidney Head. I'm in charge of clearing the land by cutting down the trees. I work like a beaver, and it's not easy. So far, I've worn out 4 front teeth.
I'm no beginner in the railroad business either. I go way back. My name is Ludwig Caboose. Of the labor gang working out of New York.
Men, we can't lay any more track in this hot sun. Look at our construction crew. They're dying like flies.
How come?
They are flies.
You hired flies to build this railroad?
And a shrewd move it was, too. When the road is finished, we won't have to lay them off.
What do we do?
Swat them.
Boss, we'll have to lay our railroad track faster. I just checked and they're getting ahead of us.
Who's getting ahead of us?
The people putting up the Burma Shave signs.
Don't worry. We'll beat them yet. We've only been laying this track for 3 years.
How much track have we laid?
3 inches.
In 3 years, you've only laid 3 inches of track?
Men, I may be slow, but I'm neat.
So slowly, but slowly, our track building labors went on. We were scheduled to meet the construction crew building eastward from California in Pismo Beach on New Year's Day. Onward we built. New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio,
Illinois, Missouri, Oklahoma,
Arkansas,
Texas, 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 New York.
What are you doing back in New York?
Isn't the fair still going on?
At last the day is near. The great day when both ends of the railroad are to meet. I'm scared that somebody will beat me to the honor of hammering in the last spike.
I, too, am scared that somebody will beat me to the honor of hammering in the last spike.
I'm more scared than both of them. I'm Spike.
Men, for 3 weeks we've been digging this tunnel through the mud. I'm ready to quit.
Well, it's a good thing for us. We found a place to dump all the sand and gravel, huh, boss? Boss, why don't you say something?
I can't. My mouth is full of sand and gravel.
Boss, forget this tunnel. I found a shortcut. I laid the tracks over that mountain over there.
You must be going crazy. There is no mountain over there.
There isn't? Well, don't just stand there, men. Gather rocks.
Let's quit. We can't build this railroad any further.
But we must. We just must. We just must or bust.
We can't quit when we're so close to our goal. Look, there's the geyser, Old Faithful.
Yes, and it's shooting water up 5,000 feet.
Man, dig that crazy drinking fountain.
Hey, look. One of our horses just bent over to take a drink from it.
What happened to the horse?
He's now a giraffe.
That figures, yeah.
We better be careful from now on, men. We're approaching Indian country. I can tell by the signs.
What signs?
That one over there. It says you're now approaching Indian country.
Look, the Indians know we're here. They're sending up smog signals.
You mean smoke signals?
These are California Indians.
But why is the smog so black?
They're talking dirty.
I just got one of the Redskins. I shot him under the blanket.
Did you kill him?
No, but I knocked him out of bed.
Good.
I just got their leader, Chief Standing Bull.
You mean Sitting Bull. You don't know your Indians.
You don't know where I got them.
We made it, men. We've made it. We really made it, men. There comes... there comes a railroad crew we were supposed to meet.
Hello, East to West. I'm West to East. We just finished our end of the railroad.
We just finished ours, too.
Yeah, now somebody better hurry and invent the train.
But look at the track you laid. It's so thin.
Yeah, we ran out of steel, so we had to use spaghetti.
Yeah, but you'll never get a train to ride over that track. It's so lumpy.
How do you like that? We forgot to take out the meatballs.
Yeah!
Chesterfield is best for you. Listen to Chesterfield's record. For a full year and 2 months, a doctor has been making regular examinations of a group of Chesterfield smokers, and he reports no adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses from smoking Chesterfields.
Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield. First with premium quality in both regular and king size. Chesterfield. First choice with Young America. And that's from a survey of 274 colleges and universities. Try Chesterfield's today. Remember, Chesterfield is America's best cigarette buy.
You know, friends, every singer has a mental scrapbook in which he keeps all the songs that he has ever liked. And so tonight I go to the scrapbook for a song that will always be one of my special favorites.
Alone, alone with the sky of romance above. Alone, alone on a night that was meant for love. There must be someone waiting who feels the way I do. Whoever you are you? Are you alone? Alone on this night that we two could share. Alone, alone with your kiss that could make me care. And when you come, I'll promise to be your very own. Alone, alone with a heart meant for you.
Well, that's the kind of singing me and Rashers like to hear when we're sitting around the old bunkhouse.
Well, thanks, partner.
You know, if you boys ever get a weekend off, why don't you come out the ranch? I'll let you ride one of my horses.
Not me. The last time I got on a horse, his head fell off.
His head didn't fall off. You got on the horse backwards.
Oh, and all the time I thought he had long eyelashes.
Jerry.
Well, the offer still goes, fellas. Give me a buzz when you want to come down. Be my guest.
Well, thanks. That's a mighty good offer, and you've been a mighty good guest for us.
That's right. Our door is wide open for your return visits anytime, and thanks very much, Fred.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Jerry. So
good
long,
night,
everybody.
Fred. Good night.
Good night, Fred.
Remember, friends, Chesterfield is first with premium quality in both regular and king size. And here's another fact you smokers should remember.
Recent chemical analyses show that of the country's six leading cigarette brands, Chesterfield quality is highest.
That backs up what we've been telling you. Chesterfield is best for you. So try them today. I know you'll enjoy that Chesterfield mildness.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And this is Jerry Lewis saying goodnight, everybody.
God bless y'all.
You've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, produced and directed by Dick Mack, written by Arthur Phillips and Austin Kalish, with music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman reminding you to listen to Chesterfield's award-winning show, Dragnet, Sunday night on this same NBC station.
Now, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima tips of perfect cork. King size for natural filtering. Fatima quality for a much better flavor and aroma. So remember, new Fatima has the tip for your lips. Fatima. See how smooth they are.
Remember, Fatima is made by the makers of Chesterfield. Liggett and Myers, one of tobacco's most respected names.
This program was transcribed. Tonight, visit Fibber.
Fibber McGee and Molly on NBC. I'm going to complete his thought there. Now let's listen to the Dennis Day Show from 1948. This is called The Great Gambini.
Ladies, this summer at Beach or Mountains, you'll wear the new off-the-shoulder fashions that expose more skin. You'll want to be a bare-skin beauty, beautiful all over. So use big, thrifty bath-size palm olive soap in tub and shower. See if regular cleansing with palm olive doesn't make your skin softer, smoother, lovelier. Because it gives you palm olive's famous complexion care all over. Get bath-size palm olive soap today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Oh, that makes life seem worthwhile. Wells in your eyes.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Colgate Dental Cream and Luster Cream Shampoo. Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair. The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing the new Irving Berlin tune, A Feller with an Umbrella.
I'm just a fella, a fella with an umbrella, looking for a girl who saves her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella with an umbrella, glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved my love for a rainy day, raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth.
No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth than Colgate Dental Cream. For Colgate Dental Cream has a safe polishing agent that cleans your teeth both gently and thoroughly, brings out their natural sparkle and beauty. You can actually see and feel the difference.
And scientific tests prove that Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Yes, actual scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate's instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth.
Colgate Dental Cream is famous for its wonderful wake-up flavor, too. Nationwide tests of leading toothpastes prove that Colgate's is preferred for flavor over every other brand tested. Yes, preferred over every other brand tested.
And no wonder. For Colgate Dental Cream is the result of constant effort to produce the finest toothpaste in the world today.
for cleaning teeth, for flavor, for sweetening breath. So see if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate Dental Cream America's favorite toothpaste. Try Colgate Dental Cream to bring out the natural sparkle and beauty of your teeth for a wake-up flavor you'll thoroughly enjoy.
And always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Well, last Saturday night, when a traveling vaudeville show opened at the Bijou Theater, circumstances prevented our young hero, Dennis Day, from taking his girlfriend, Mildred. Nor could he make it Sunday nor Monday. But last night, the opportunity for which he'd been waiting finally presented itself. Mildred received her allowance, and off they went. To say he enjoyed the show is putting it mildly, but he seems to have been impressed most with the great Gambini, mind reader and mystic. He's talked about nothing else all morning.
I tell you, Mildred, I never saw anything like him in my life. The man was amazing.
Oh, Dennis, surely you don't believe in that stuff.
But wasn't everything he said true? Why, when he told Ed Rose about the patter of little feet around his house, I thought Ed's wife would faint. She hadn't told a soul about sending for the exterminator.
He was just lucky, that's all. You know fortune-telling's all bunk.
Bunk? Why, a month before my mother met my father, a fortune-teller told her a bald-headed man was coming into her life.
And your father was bald?
No, but 2 years afterwards, I came along and I didn't have a hair on my head.
Well, I certainly can't believe this great Gambini has any supernatural powers.
No? Well, then how could he tell me I served on a destroyer during the war and that my captain's name was Roy E. Crowder? How did he know that?
Yeah, that was peculiar. Are you sure that was actually the name of your captain?
Mildred, would I be likely to forget the name of the man who decorated me with one of the highest honors the Navy can bestow? The man who pinned on my good conduct medal himself?
No.
Believe me, Mildred, that Gambini is uncanny. He's the most... Oh, good morning, Mr. Anderson.
Good morning, children.
Why, Daddy, is anything wrong?
Oh, your mother and I just had a few words, Mildred. Some of mine were dillies, too. Too bad I never got the chance to say them.
What was it all about, Mr. Anderson?
Well, we have about $5,000 saved up in government bonds, and Poopsie wants to take it all and speculate in the stock market with it. She says now's the time to make a big killing.
Oh, my gosh, you mean she wants to gamble with your life savings?
Yeah, some broker started her on it and gave her this list of securities. Let's see, do you know anything about the Diamond Match Company?
No, but it doesn't sound like a good investment to me. How many people can afford those kind of matches?
That's true, yeah. I can see I came to the right man for financial advice, all right.
Oh, I just use my head, that's all. What else has the broker got on that list?
Well, General Foods.
That's ridiculous. If another war came, he'd be the first to go. Take the advice of one who knows. Take the advice of one who knows, Mr. Anderson. Stay out of the market.
Now, wait a minute. This broker may be perfectly right, Daddy. Maybe the stock market is going way up.
Well, that's what Poopsie says, but how's a man to know? Oh, if there was only some way to predict the future.
Yeah, it's a... Hey, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Is that all you need to have the future predicted? Why, it's a cinch.
What?
Oh, no, Dennis. Don't tell me you're
gonna... That's just where I'm going. The great Gambini knows all, sees all. Are we gonna be rich?
Come in.
Pardon me, is the great Gambit... Why, Bill. Bill Calhoun, my old Navy shipmate.
Hiya, Dennis. Yeah, it's me. Didn't recognize me on the stage last night with my Gambini makeup on, huh? When I told you your captain's name was Crowder, I thought your eyes would pop.
So that's how you knew. I should have known you couldn't look into my head and see anything.
Still the same old Dennis, huh?
Oh, I guess so. But you've sure come a long way since the Navy, Bill. Gosh, a vaudeville actor.
Yeah, but I haven't let success go to my head, Dennis. I never forget my Navy days when I was eating regular.
Me either. Those were the days, all right.
Yeah. Hey, remember the day we sighted an enemy sub?
I'll say. Boy, did I reach for my life belt.
Yeah, we all did. But it was 6 months before you finally took yours off.
Well, there was no telling when that submarine would strike again.
Even when you were on shore leave?
Let's talk about something else.
All right. Hey, how about those poker games we used to have every payday? I taught you how to play, remember? Ever play now?
No, but I found out civilian poker is a little different from the game you taught me. Here, five cards is of a suit makes a flush and it beats a pair.
Ah, those civilians. Hey, what are you doing with yourself these days, Dennis, huh?
Well, right now I'm kind of waiting for the right salary offer to come along.
The right salary offer?
Yeah, where a fella says there is one.
Say, how would you like to come in with me, pal? I'm going to open up right here in town and I can use an assistant.
You're going to be a fortune teller here in Weaverville?
Well, sure, this town ought to be a gold mine. I had an ad in the paper this morning offering free reading so I could get started. But so far, I've only had one customer, Miss Baker.
Oh, yeah, that's the old maid who lives around the corner from us. She's kind of got a crush on me.
You? She said it was a dark, vital, dashingly handsome man with a physique that left her breathless.
Well...
That's you, huh?
Sure. Miss Baker likes to exaggerate a little. Everybody doesn't think I look like that. Just women.
Oh. Well, anyway, I told her the man of her dreams would soon sweep her off her... Hey, brother, have I got an idea?
Huh?
Look, how does a fortune teller get into the big dough? If his predictions come true. Don't you see, all you gotta do is make love to this Miss Baker.
Oh, Bill, we've been through a war together. Let's at least enjoy the peace.
Now, look, you want to make a lot of dough, don't you?
Well, sure, but...
Then work with me. She'll talk about it all over town if her prediction comes true.
But, Bill...
Dennis, we're shipmates, pals, buddies. Side by side, we fought the enemy for 4 long years. Side by side, we were decorated with a good conduct medal.
Well, okay. But after all these years, it's a heck of a way to lose mine.
Dennis Day.
Hi, Miss Baker.
Hello, Dennis.
Well, that's enough talk. Let's neck.
What?
Miss Baker, you're beautiful. You're ravishing. I've never seen anyone so gorgeous.
Good heavens, how did you get this plastered so early?
I'm not plastered, Miss Baker, and I mean everything I say. You're the most heavenly creature I've ever set eyes on.
My gracious, what's gotten into you? And how can we keep it there?
Come on, babe. How's about you and me driving up to the top of Morgan's Bluff and calling it?
Oh, why, you whistled at me.
Well, how could any man help whistling at anyone as beautiful as you?
Dennis, you really think I'm beautiful? Woo! 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 You darling. Oh. I'm going to break every mirror in this house.
That's the way to talk. Come here, babe. Park it next to me.
Dennis, you really think I should?
Well, why not? You know what the 14-day palm olive plan does for a woman, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I can do it in 10.
All of a sudden. I'd like to know in case I have to argue with anybody in the future.
Oh, it's everything about you, babe.
Woo, woo, woo! But what about your fiancé, Mildred Anderson?
Mildred Anderson? Fair. Just a woman with a face and a figure like every other woman. But you, everything about you is so novel.
Oh, you dream boy. And that wonderful divine fortune teller. Oh, to think I didn't believe him.
Fortune teller?
Yes, he said you'd do this and it all came true. Oh, huh? I'm going to tell everyone in town about this.
Atta girl.
Why, just think. There may be any number of other women here with men just about to fall for them.
Sure, and he'll have to... Oh my gosh, am I going to demand time and a half?
We'll be back in a moment to continue this day in the life of Dennis Day. Meanwhile, here's Dennis, aided and abetted by our own Herbert Anderson, to sing Tooley Ooley.
When a sweet Swiss boy goes calling on a Swiss miss in June. Dooley, ooley, ooley, doo. He sings this pretty tune, and he charms her like magic when he yodels this tune. Dooley, ooley, ooley, doo. Beneath the alpine moon, the echo goes higher and higher, and soon their hearts are both on fire. So when you get lonely, now you know what to do. Dooley, ooley, ooley, doo, and make your dreams come true. Goes higher. Higher. And their hearts are both on fire. So when you get lonely, now you know what to do. Dooley, ooley, ooley, and make your dreams come true. Just tooley, ooley,
ooley, ooley, ooley.
Well, imagine our young hero's surprise when a vaudeville fortune teller named the Great Gambini turned out to be one Bill Calhoun, an old shipmate of his in the Navy. Bill is set up in business in Weaverville now with a new angle. He predicts fortunes, and Dennis makes them come true. So far, it seems to be working like a charm.
Boy, that Miss Baker sure spread it around about me, Dennis. It's been a line out front all morning.
Gee, that's swell.
Yeah, I got a list here of what I said was going to happen. Now, you're going to handle it with these men and women just like you did with Miss Baker.
Men, too? I don't think they'll appreciate that approach at all.
No, no, no. Look, they're all different types of predictions.
Oh.
Now take the list and get busy. Just make these predictions come true, and then I got an idea that'll put us in the big dough.
Okay, let's have the list. Let's see now. Mrs. Phillips, 127 Elm, told her she will be named best dressed woman in the world. Mrs. Courtney, banker's wife, 238 Maple, told her the Chinese laundryman would beg her for a kiss. Oh, Bill, I can't do these things. They're nice people.
Dennis, boy, you're not going back on your old pal now, are you? We were shipmates, boy. Comrades, bunkies.
Well, okay. Funny thing, though, seems to me when we were on board ship together, I used to hate you.
Yes?
Bon appétit, mon patoute.
Appetite.
My name is Ouvre la fenêtre. I have come all the way from Paris, which is in France, to see Mrs. Phillips.
Well, I am she.
Good. Here is me.
My goodness. You must want to see me about something awfully important.
But jawohl, ma chérie. I have come to tell you that you have been chosen by the Paris Society of Dressmakers as the best-dressed woman in the whole world.
Why, a fortune teller told me that this afternoon, and I said he was crazy. And now, 2 hours later, it's come true.
It would have been even sooner if it hadn't taken the wrong transfer.
I beg your pardon.
Nothing. I leave you with this glorious news, monsieur. Arrivederci till we meet again.
Oh, wait, play. Don't leave yet. Why, you've just come from Paris. You must have all the fashion news.
Oh, monsieur.
Please, tell me. The bustle, is it really back?
Oh, oui. Same old place. But really, I must...
And the new neckline, how low is it to be?
18 inches.
18 inches? Why, that's the skirt length.
Well, that is where the new neckline will be. The skirt will be worn above it. Well, hasta la vista.
Yes?
Hado, me all the same hip fong lin ding dong bing bong from a Chinese laundry down the street. Me all the same chu fao hao po hao mo do yin mo do xing hao nu yi du.
Could you repeat that?
Oh no, me shot hole works.
Well, what is it you
you want, my laundry?
Oh, no, Mr. Courtney. Me come over all the same love noses with you.
Rub noses with me?
Sure, Chinese went to kiss you, bet you. Oh, big fun. Wanna make, huh?
Good heavens. That fortune teller was right. But who'd ever dream that a Chinese laundryman would actually ask me for a kiss?
Oh, not so strange. You pretty nice looking coolie. Wanna make?
You get out of here!
Now, let's see. Mrs. Gregory, 819 Oak. Told her a dog would bite her in the ankle. Well, I took care of that one. Thank goodness it was dark enough so she couldn't see me. And what's next? Mr. John Winters told him he would receive a phone call from his older brother, whom he hasn't seen for years. An easy one at last.
Hello?
Hello, long distance calling. Here's your party.
Hello? Hello?
Howdy, boy. This is your brother, Henry.
Henry?
Yep.
But I just got a telegram a little while ago that you passed away last night. How could you be calling?
This phone call came to you by transcription. Goodbye.
Herbert, is that you?
No, it's me, Mrs. Anderson. Gosh, what's the matter? You seem all excited.
Oh, I am, Dennis. Have you heard about the new fortune teller in town? It's just a miracle. Everything he says comes true.
Yeah,
He told Mrs. Gregory she'd be bitten by a dog, and sure enough, she was. And it must have been a very unusual dog, too. The doctor found a gold filling in Mrs. Gregory's ankle.
Yeah, I know.
The man's uncanny. Well, I know now that I did the right thing.
Huh? Well, what do you mean?
Well, I cashed in my government bonds and gave him the $5,000 to invest for me. Isn't it wonderful?
Mrs. Anderson,
Why, Dennis, what is it? You're turning green.
I know. When they bury me, I might as well blend with the landscape.
You mean it was you who made all those predictions come true?
Sure, Gambini's just a fake, and now he's talked your mother into turning all her money over to him.
Oh, good golly, he's not only a fake, he's a crook.
I know. I'm getting more and more amazed at the type of men they passed out good conduct medals to. Gosh, what'll we do, Mildred?
Oh, if we could only discredit Gambini in some way so Mother demand her money back. Say, how about Daddy's home recording machine?
Huh?
Suppose you asked him if he was a crook and he admitted it. We could record it and play it for Mother.
Mildred, you're crazy. He'd never admit anything like that.
He doesn't have to. All you have to do is get him to say yes and no, and we'll dub in the questions later.
Dub in the questions?
Sure. First, we'll make a record of you saying, Gambini, do you admit you're a dirty crook? Then we'll put in his yes. Then you'll ask him if he intended to return Mother's money, and we'll add his voice saying no. You see?
But, Mildred, you...
Dennis, I tell you, it's foolproof.
Well, in that case, I guess I can handle it. Oh, Mildred, here he comes up the walk.
All right, now don't get nervous. First, you ask him a question he has to say yes to, and then you ask him a question he has to say no to. Have you got it?
Yeah. First, I make him say yes.
Right. Or or sure, anything like that. And
oh, don't worry. I know what to do. Get out of sight, quick.
Hi, Dennis.
Well, I just wanted to talk to you, Bill. Is everything going all right?
Not bad.
Then, you'd say things have been going pretty well so far, huh?
That's what I'd say.
Yeah. I guess we got quite a future together, huh?
In a word, my boy, great.
That's not the word, believe me.
Huh?
Say, did I tell you I had a little trouble when I was doing that Frenchman for Mrs. Phillips? She didn't know what the word we meant. Now, you know what it means, don't you, Bill?
Who doesn't?
Can you tell me what it means, Bill?
Who couldn't?
I must be doing this wrong.
Oh, no, you're doing a fine job, Dennis. Why, if things keep up like this, I'll soon be sending for the wife and our little one.
Gosh, I didn't know you had a little one. Tell me, is it a boy?
I wouldn't say so.
Then it must be a girl, huh?
A matter of fact, we don't know what it is. It's a canary.
Oh, this is murder.
Well, I'll see you around, Dennis. I better be getting along.
Yeah, I guess you might just as well. I give up. Did you have a hat with you?
Yes.
Wow, I finally hit pay dirt. Come on back and sit down.
I thought our conversation was all over.
Oh, half of it is. Now let's clean up the rest of it. This should be a cinch. One question.
What are you talking about?
Bill, tell me something. Is it true that your wife's maiden name was Honeysuckle Goldfarb?
Well, by golly, how did you know that?
You mean it was?
Well, sure, but I've never told a soul outside of my folks.
Only to me could this happen.
You must have heard it from my mother because my father isn't living.
Your mother shot and killed him, huh?
Yeah, it was in all the papers.
I surrender.
Well, I really have to be running along, Dennis.
Yeah, okay. This your hat?
No.
Wow, I did it again!
Huh?
Thank you, Bill. After all these years, I finally found out what the hat trick is.
A thief? The great Gambini?
Yes, Mother. That's why I returned your money and left town when he heard we had this phonograph record.
Sure, all you gotta do is listen to the record, Mrs. Anderson. It's all the proof you could ever want.
Why, it doesn't seem possible. Put it on.
Okay, listen.
Gambini, I'm gonna ask you two questions. First, do you admit you're a dirty crook?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Second, did you have any intention of returning Mrs. Anderson's money?
Yes.
Holy smoke, I dubbed in the questions wrong.
Dennis Day will be back in just 1 minute to sing Mama Makushla. But first,
dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl, hair that gleams and glistens from a luster cream shampoo.
Yes, for soft, glamorous dream girl hair, try luster cream shampoo. Now in convenient tubes or jars, whichever you prefer. Luster cream shampoo leaves hair with a new three-way loveliness. Fragrantly clean, glistening with sheen, soft, easy to manage. Not a soap, not a liquid, but an utterly new, rich lathering cream shampoo. A blend of secret ingredients plus lanolin. 4 ounce jar, $1. Smaller sizes, tubes or jars, 49 and 25 cents. Be a dream girl. A lovely luster cream girl.
Dream girl, dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a luster cream shampoo.
Here now is Dennis with the music of Charles Dant in the orchestra singing his popular new RCA Victor recording, Mama Makushla.
You'll always be within this heart of mine, Mama Makushla. Mama Makushla, you'll always be there. To me than all the stars that shine, Mama Makushla. You are the answer to my every prayer. In you I have an angel ready to guide me, one who'll always stand beside me all life through. And every day to me is Mother's Day, Mama Makushla. Mama Makushla, I'll always. Mother's Day, Mama Makushla, Mama Makushla, I'll always love you.
Next week, tune in to another Dennis Day Show brought to you by Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair. And be sure to read the true love story of Dennis Day and see a full-life picture in the July issue of Radio Mirror, now on sale at your newsstand. Vern Smith speaking. Good night. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.